smiles as he sits back in his seat, folding his fingers together and resting them on his stomach. I'll introduce you to my lovely granddaughter, whom you've been asking me about for weeks. Weeks, months, who's counting? The man grins, closing his computer. You, apparently. Paige, meet Prescott. He's the man of the hour around here. Keeps me in line, among other things. Prescott, this is my lovely granddaughter, Paige.
I wince, standing when he approaches with an outstretched hand. Not so lovely at the moment, but Mr. Randolph...
Paige.
Grant chastises. My cheeks flush a little. But my grandfather insisted I come here straight from work.
As he did me.
I laugh, lightly, looking over his perfectly tailored, deep mahogany three-piece suit. Right.
It's nice to finally meet you, Paige.
His brown eyes hold mine.
I look forward to you schooling your grandfather on his excessive ways. Easy, son. If you give us a few minutes.
Grant tells Prescott, and without another look, he heads out of the room. A massive conference room in the cliffside coastal home he's apparently just converted into a satellite office here in Oceanside, making this the second piece of real estate he's purchased based on where I live. The first being a large home just 9 miles from Avix University. I'm not sure if I should be honored or concerned.
Paige, sweetheart.
The way he says sweetheart is more condescending than a term of endearment. Not that he's endeared to me. I'm pretty sure I am a representation of his biggest aversions. Artistic, lower class, single. It's not his fault, really. We just come from different worlds. Grant continues.
It's not as complicated as you're making it seem, and sure, maybe Prescott is right. You could call it old-fashioned, because yes, this is how things were done in my time, and people who were born into my world, the world your mother robbed you of, still favor this direction. It has its benefits, even if those aren't clear to you right now.
I want to say I don't know why it matters, but it's his money, his company. Grant reaches for his espresso, taking a small sip before leveling me with what I've come to recognize as his tactical expression.
I'm getting old, Paige. What the rest of the world has yet to learn is how my work ethic is catching up to me.
He pats his chest.
These old organs aren't working the way they used to. And one day, most likely in the near future, I'll have no choice but to step back. I trust the people around me to run this company effectively. Prescott has been with me since his internship, the others just as long or longer. There isn't a single person I fear to leave in their positions the day my time ends. But do you know what none of them have and could never achieve?
It's a rhetorical question, so I wait for him to answer himself.
Randolph blood. Doesn't run through their veins.
His blue eyes hold mine.
You and I are the only two people left in this world who can claim that honor. 18 months ago, I was defeated and searching for a way to save my family's, our family's, legacy. And then I found you.
I swallow, trying not to break eye contact when I really want to.
My company's core focus is legacy preservation and estate management. We are the guardians of generational estates. The literal definition of what we do is protecting family legacy.
I open my mouth, but all that comes out is... Oh. Surprisingly, Grant chuckles, the creases at the corner of his eyes deepening.
Yes, sweetheart. Oh.
My heart pounds a little harder in my chest. So, if someone in your... I pause when he raises a graying brow and start again. If someone from our family doesn't take over after you...
The Randolph family legacy will be no more,